Okay, I wanted to wrap up our discussion of Mumar and what the status of Mumar is and can it be a Shliach. So I asked you to look at a number of Rambams. The Rambam Hilchos Shchita, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yudalet, describes and breaks down the fact that there are two different types of Mumarim, or Mishumadim. There's one Mishumad that's a Mishumad La'avar Averos, Mishar Averos. A regular Avarian who, let's say, he has a proclivity. He loves wearing Shatnez, Tzemer Pishton. And that's what he does. He's this Tinta Tzemer Pishton, Averi after Avera. So his Shchita is a good Shchita. He's an Avarian, but he's not the tier one Mishumad. And he's not varm. We might not trust him. He might not have nemana, so we check his knife and we check that the shchita is good. But fundamentally, his shchita is a good shchita. However, the Rambam says if you have a mishumad who is a mishumad le avodazara or lechalal shabbos befarhesia, this is the Rambam in Shchita Perek Dalet Halacha Yudalet. So that kind of mumar is a more chomer mumar, and the Rambam there says his shchita is no good. It's not a good shchita. Why not? Because he is kegoy lechal dvarim. He is like a goy. He's a kofer bat Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, and therefore harei kegoy u'shchitas anaveva. His shchita is no good. That's one Rambam. A mumar is kegoy, and the Rambam would seem to echo this halacha in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Gimel, Halacha Tesvav. And the Rambam here tells us that when it comes to ksivas haget, there are five Jewish personalities that are possible to write a get. And they include, they are Goy Eved Cheresot of a Katan, and Yisroel Shnistamel Avodazara Oshim Mechal Shabbos Rahes Yarei Kegoy Lechol Dvarav, and therefore his Ksivas Get is Eino Get. Those are the Rambams when it comes to a Mishumot. And then the Rambam says, however, Gimel 3:15 in Gerushin 3:15, and then the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus Perek Dalid Halacha Tes Vav, that when it comes to a Gentile, a Gentile cannot marry. However, a Yisrael Mishumad Shekidesh Afa Pishu Obed Avodah Zara Birtzono. So we're talking about a tier one Mishumad. He's an Obed Avodah Zara Beratzon. Hare Elu Kiddushin Gemurim Utzrichem Imeno Get. When it comes to that kind of Mishumad, his Kiddushin is a good Kiddushin. So it's a little bit of a stira over here. It's a little murky. The Rambam says when it comes to shchita and ksivas get, he's kegoy lechol dvarav and lechol dvarav. The Rambam says that a guy cannot marry a Jewish girl, but a Yisrael Mishumad, whose dino is kegoy, can marry a Jewish girl, kiddushin, and would need a get, and that needs to be sorted out. What exactly is the status really when it comes to a mumar? That's the agenda for today. And in order to get into that agenda, I'm going to use shlichus as a way to do so. Because in the same vein, we can ask ourselves, okay, good, he's married, he can get married, he has to get a divorce. He's also kegoy lechol dvarav. What is the din when it comes to a mumar as a shliach for gittin and kiddush? What is the status of a mumar as a shliach? And in order to be a shliach, we've discussed the past week, all week long, we've discussed there are two major hurdles that you have to cross in order to not be, have a stat, in order to be a shliach. The two major hurdles are, number one, you have to be a ben bris. And what is the chiddush of ben bris? You have to be somehow linked in. And who is linked in? What's an example of a low-level an Eved Kanani, but not a goy. A goy is out, and Eved Kanani is in ben bris. A second requirement is, of course, that you have to be betoras. You have to be betoras, the mitzvah, and an Eved Kanani is not betoras. So therefore, he can be a shliach in other matters, but he cannot be a shliach for kabbalas haget, as we saw. A goy lechora is flunking both. He flunks betoras and he flunks ben bris. But you have to cross both of those hurdles. So when we ask ourselves if a mumar can be a shliach for gerish and kiddushin, I think we have to ask ourselves both questions. Is a mumar a ben bris? And is he betoras? So let's start with the easier question. Is he betoras?
Yes.
He's definitely betoras. The Rambam says betoras. Why? We don't know. But he is betoras. He has kiddushin and he has gerishin. So he is betoras. Is he a ben bris?
Shita, yes.
is he a Ben Bris? So Pshita says Eli Rubin, yes. Why? Because A, he was circumcised. And B, he's a Jew. He's a Jew. Yet, now we're saying there's also an element that he's a... He's Kegoy. So can you lose your Ben Bris status? So which Rishon would seem to say crystal clear that a Mumar is not a Ben Bris? Tosis. Tosis in Sanhedrin, a pretty famous Tosis, writes on Dav Ayin Dalid, Ayin Bey, sorry, he says, the Gemara talks about the Sug of Rodef. And you have a person, Rodef Achar Chavero Lahargo, a person's running after someone to kill him. And you're a witness to this, and you want to stop it, you want to make sure you stop it, because if you can't stop it verbally, you're going to shoot him dead. And you don't want to do that. So you're yelling, stop, stop, what are you doing? After all, the guy you're chasing is a Yisrael, who? Who Ben Brisu. He's a Yisrael, he's a Ben Bris. Stop what you're doing. The Torah says, Shovik Dama Adam, Ba Adam, Dama Yishovik. So stop. And if he doesn't stop, you can kill him. So comes and tells and says, what's the Chiddush? Why are you saying both? Yisraelu, Ben Brisu. Why are you saying both? So Tosis writes, Yisraelu, the low guy. He's a Jew and not a guy. U Ben Brisu, the low mumarla avodas kochavim. And he's a Ben Bris and he's not a mumarla avodazara. That's pretty important. So that means that Tosis is saying, if I were to ask you, according to the Balei HaTosis, can a Mumar be a Shliach Legitin? The answer is it doesn't depend. No, I'm talking about a Mumar Lavodas Kochavim. So he cannot be a Mumar, he cannot be a Shliach. Why not? Good, he's Betoras. But now he's not a Ben Bris. And therefore he's a Goy. He's a Goy. He cannot be a Shliach. Which Rishon disagrees with Tosis? The Shilta Gibor. And yeah, Shilta Gibor is either early Achron or late Rishon. The Shilta Gibor says, he quotes our Rambam. Shilta Gibor is found in Gittin, Daf Yud Beis Manav Daf Yarif. Yisrael Shehimer Lavaros Kachom Mechal Shas Vaheshu Kaovi Kachom Lechol Davar Ukvar Bi Ran Bekunshas Harayas Shekidushav Kidushin VeGito Get Ki Yisrael Gomer Ukeshem Shupoitres Isto Baget Af Apisha Nosek Shay Yisrael Kasher Kakiyach Lavi Shlichus Aget. Leisha Yisrael Kosher. In other words, just like he would have to deliver a get to his wife if he wants to divorce himself, he has to go, he's a bar gerushin. So he is betoras. He could be a shliach too. So if I'm marking this up, what emerges now is a machlokes, if I ask you, Mumer Ben Bris, is he or is he not? So according to Tosis, he's not. According to the Shilte Giborim, he is Nafkamina Shlichos Lekerishin Vekidushin. So far, so good?
It will be a Nafkamina Shlichos for anything that he's Betorah.
Correct. That's correct. Yes. Shmari? Good? Fantastic. Okay. Now, some other sources just to flesh it out if we can. So you take a look at the Mogen Avram. Now the Mogen Avram is in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon of all places. And he's talking about the Nusach of Birchas HaMazon, but in that context, he quotes our Tosis. And he says, from our Tosis, it sounds like a Mumar is not a Ben Bris. Good. But then he cites to a Ramah in Hilchos in Eved Ezer. And the Ramah writes that a Mumar has the status of a Psul Edus when it comes to delivery of a get. So again, you haven't learned Gerishin yet, Gittin yet. But if you did learn Gittin, a get is a signed document. And if I am bringing a shliach, if I'm a shliach to bring a get from overseas, what do I have to testify? I have to testify that these signatures are authentic, real signatures. Befanai nechtav. That's what I have to testify. Now, if I'm Pasul Edus, I can't testify that, so we need some independent verification of the signatures. So says the Ramah, if you have a Mumar who's bringing a get across overseas, he's Pasul Le'edus Doraisa. So what do you need? You need independent verification of the signatures. But otherwise, everything is good. What does that sound like? Sounds like the Ramah is in the camp of the Shilta Giborim.
Why is the...
Because it's only problem Pedus, but in terms of the Shlichus, it's a good Shlichus. One second. So comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, but how can the Ramah from Krakow, Poland, Posek Ashkenaz, just ignore a Tysus? And to be honest, if you're balancing a Tysus and a Shilta Giborim, who carries the day? I mean, Shilta Giborim is Choshev, but he's tucked away in the back of the Gemaras. Who made it to the front page? On the Da Tysus. You can't, a Tysus, Shilta Giborim, you're ignoring a Tysus, Tos Mefurish. So the Magen Avraham has a problem. Like, why is Ramah going with the Shilta Giborim against Tysus? So comes on the Magen Avraham with a big Kiddush. He says, Ramah is not against Tysus. Not against Tysus. Ramah can work with Tysus too. Ramah is talking about a different type of mumar. The two types of mumars in the world. And I think a very good illustration is going to be the following example. Perhaps you have come across a person or two in your lifetimes that does not keep Shabbos. And every Shabbos he breaks Shabbos. Even in public he breaks Shabbos, chas v'shalom, because he's an addict. He's an addict. What's he an addict to? His phone. He's a phone addict. So he's a mumar every week. Every week he breaks Shabbos. Let's say even in public, because he's addictive. He's addicted to his phone. So what kind of mumar do we call that? That's called a mumar le te'avon. He's got a taiva. And that taiva caused him to sin as a recidivist. But there's another type of mumar who is like a mumar lachas. I don't believe in Shabbos. I reject Shabbos, not because of te'avon, but because of lachas. So says the Magen Avraham that what was Tulsa's talking about? What kind of mummer? The mummer that is morid v'lomalin. You chuck him in the pit and you don't take him out of the pit. That's what the mummer leh lahachis. And that in a chanami. The Ramah would also say a mummer lahachis is pasal l'shlichus. He's not a ben bris. You have taivas. You have taivas that cause you to sin over and over and over again. Even Shabbos, even Avodah Zarah, that could be a mumar le te'avon, and that in a chanami, maybe that's still called kosher le. He's pasul edus, but it can still be a ben bris, which means, according to what the Magen Avraham is suggesting, is the Ramah, the Magen Avraham, they're all on the side of Tysus. What?
So the
Shilta Giborim is talking about... No. The Shilta Giborim is talking about Momer Lahachs.
Also?
He's talking about Momer Lahachs. No, this Machlokes is real.
It is a real
Machlokes. It's a real Machlokes. This is not a fake Machlokes. It's a real Machlokes. Okay. But the Ramah is not necessarily siding with the position of the Shilta Giborim against Tysus. What?
If it's a real
he can. I'm just saying, when you stack Rishonim, and you look at Ramah, who's one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, and who he typically files Balei HaTosfos, the Magen Avraham says it's a little unusual that he's not filing Balei HaTosfos. He's not Sephardi. I'm just saying that Tosfos, usually, you're not going to pass like a Shilta Gevurim against a Tosfos. That's all I'm saying.
Why did Shilta Gevurim only hold it?
We'll see. What?
Is it possible that the Shilta Gevurim only holds it in the Torah and not
Yeah, that's what he's saying. The Shilta Gevurim is saying that a mummer lahachis is a ben bris.
No, I'm saying, could he be saying that he's not a ben bris, but we only need a Torah?
No, you can't go arguing the Gemara.
So what's the
Magen Avraham
suggesting?
I told you what the Magen Avraham suggests.
I'm not talking.
There's two types of mummers.
Yeah.
There's a mummer l'teyav and a mummer lahachis. What does Ramah say when Ramah said mummer? He just said mummer. He didn't mean a mummer lahachis. He meant a mummer l'teyav. That person can be a shliach, and he's pasul edus. But a mumar lahachis cannot be a shliach. Now, Teavon. Tough! Aleph Beis?
Like
Vavnun. Okay.
Also, why do people say, like,
Teavon? You should enjoy your meal.
Is it the same thing?
Yes, 100%. You should have a lip-smacking meal where all your tithes are satisfied.
So today's fish, Rabbi.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. Okay, Shah.
Saying what it means.
The inner case of the Shema. Okay. Okay, now a side point. According to the Shilte Giborim, if I had to ask you, is a Mumar a Ben Bris, according to Shilte Giborim?
Yes.
Mumar is a Ben Bris. If he's a Ben Bris, then why can't he write a get? Why can't he write a get? The Rambam writes, a guy can't write a get. A Eved can't write a get. A Cheres Sot of a cotton can't write a get. Why can't a Mumar write a get? You just told me he's like a guy. But he's not like a guy. According to the Sudhi Kibar, he's not like a guy. Because of Ben Bris. So what do you mean he's like a guy? If he's like a guy, then he can't do shlichus. If he's not like a guy, he can do shlichus. So what is the pshat in the Shilte Giborim's understanding of the Rambam? So the answer is as follows. It's quoted in source number 8 of the Beis Shmuel. And the Beis Shmuel says, don't get so excited. There is a common denominator between Goy, Eved, Cheres Shoyt of a Katan. In all of them, there is an unreliability. They're not reliable. Because a get requires lishma. It has to be written for this woman and for this man, l'shem gerish. And a mumar, it's not reliable. Cheresot v'katan is not reliable. Goy, not reliable. And therefore, when we say he's a goy, do we mean he's a goy? He's not a guy. He's a Ben Bris. But he has the reliability with respect to Ksivas Get as a guy. And therefore, you can't rely on his Ksiva. That's the Beis Shmuel to reconcile Shilte Giborim with the Rambam. One other piece before I start Shir. And then we begin Shir. And that is the following. How did Tosis learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin? Yisrohu! Ben Brisu! And what did he say? Yisrohu and not a goy. Ben Bris and not a... and not a mumar. Is the Shilte Giborim going to learn that way in the Gemara? Can he learn that way? He can't learn the Gemara in Sanhedrin like Tosis. Why? Because Ben Bris and not what? And a mumar, what is the Shilte Giborim hold? A mumar? Is a Ben Bris. So how will the Shilte Giborim understand that Gemara in Sanhedrin? Yisrohu and not a... So there's a Eben Ha'ozer, which is a commentary who's bothered by this issue, and he has a different way. He has a different shot in the Gemara. I'm just going to say it over. It's a longer piece, worth looking at, but I'm not going to go through it inside now because I want to get to Shir. Evan Ha'ozer. And he wants to say like this. Yisrael who? He's the Yisrael and not an Evaknani. He's a Ben Bris and not a Ove Kochav. And now who's still around as a Ben Bris? A Mumur is still a Ben Bris. Okay, that's how all the pieces can fit together. But that's not what I want to talk about today. That's just Hagdama. Now, I have 12, 13 minutes, 15 minutes to give a shiur. Rabosai, according to the Rambam has conflicting language, which is disturbing. The Rambam calls a mumar, when it comes to shchita and ksivas get, a goy, but he doesn't stop and just say goy. He says kegoy le
choldvar.
And then he says, yeah, but he's allowed to get married. And now we have a question. Can he be a shliach? Machloka shulta giborim and tos. So let's try and put this all together. And I want to now just read a set of Rambams. And really interesting Rambams, really important Rambams, and I think these Rambams will help us get a vision of this sugya. I think just good ideas to have in your back pocket as well. So I'm in 10 and 11. Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Bia, which is found in Sefer Kedusha. I'll repeat as I go, Menachem. So we're in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Aleph. So there, we did this Rambam yesterday, just to refresh your memories. In order, I want to buy an Eved Kanani. So before I purchase the Eved Kanani, he is a Kanani. It's Goy. Now that he becomes my Eved, what now is his status? And what has to happen to become my Eved? So first of all, he has to undergo a process of Mila and Tzvila. Give me one word to describe that phenomena.
Geirus.
He undergoes a Geirus. Is it a Geirus to have full Kedushas Yisrael?
No.
He's a Geirus process, and now that he has the Geirus, is he Chayv in Mitzvahs?
Like an Ish.
He has all Mitzvahs, Lo Taseh. He has all mitzvah say she'en hazman grama, and he's chayiv in mitzvahs. If I were to ask you, okay, categorize him. What is now his status? Is he a Jew?
No.
You say no. I agree with you.
Quasi.
Is he a goy?
No. He's his own category.
He's this thing called Eved Kanani. He is yotza, says the Rambam. He's Yotza Michlal Akum. He's no longer an Akum. Yotza Michlal Hagoyim. Ulechlal Yisrael Lobo. Is he a Goy?
No.
Is he part of Klal Yisrael?
No.
Is he a Ben Bris?
Yes.
Yes. So what we have over here is this, I will call it a schizophrenic personality called Eved Kanani. What is he? He's a Ben Bris. He's a Ben Bris. He was a guy. Right now he's no longer a guy. So guy is part of his past.
Multiple personality disorder.
Klal Yisrael
is in the future.
He's part of his future. So he's not there yet. What is he? He's a Ben Bris. What does that mean? I don't know, but he's in this unusual spot. One second, one second. What that means, is he chayav in mitzvahs? Yes. Does he have kedushas Yisrael?
No.
Is he a member of Klal Yisrael?
No.
Is he a guy?
No.
So, can this Eved Kanani marry a Bas Yisrael?
No.
Because to marry a Bas Yisrael, you need to be a member of Klal Yisrael. He's not there yet. And therefore he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. Can he marry a Gentile girl, a classic regular Gentile? No, because he has Nisar of Lotas says, Los is Chatein Bum. Who can he marry? He can only marry a fellow Shifcha Knanis. Someone who's in his own category. Okay. What is this din of Eved Kanani teaching? What is this teaching?
It's a middle ground.
There's something called a middle ground. Very good. Let's now turn the page. It's not different.
Yes,
one second.
Free from the outs.
Rega. Rega. Rakshniya. Now please open up to Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchos Yisurei Bia. There's a long set of Rambams over here. Very important Rambams. And we're going to go through them somewhat carefully. Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud Dalet. Okay. Rabosai, Shimshon was a Navi B'Yisra. A Shofet. Presumably, well, a complex person for sure, but presumably a holy-ish person. Who did he marry? Delilah. Dalila. And what's her status? Was she a guy? Was she not? How could he marry her? Shlomo HaMelech.
He married her.
Who was referred to as Yedidya. Milashen Yedid Hashem. Married a lot of wives, including presumptively. So take a look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam. Al Ya'ale Al Datcha. Shishimshon HaMoshiach Es Yisrael. Shlomo HaMelech Yisrael. Shnikra Yedidya. Do not think that they married Goyos. They did not marry Goyos. Ella, Sora Dover Kahu. Shehamitza Nechona Kashiva Ger Ohagioros Lizgayer. When a Gentile wants to come in for conversion, Bodkin Acharav. You do an investigation. Why are they converting? Why do they want to convert? Biglam Mamon? Maybe there's affluence over here. Maybe Bishvil Srara, there's a position of leadership. Maybe Mipnei HaPacha, they're afraid of what might happen to them. And therefore, that's why they're coming. Vim Ish, who? Or if he's a man. Bo Kanachrav, maybe he's got to find himself a nice-looking Edel Madel that he's attracted to. And that's why he wants to. Or a girl. Maybe she found a Bachar Mi Bachure Yisrael. And Imlo Nimsa Lahem Ila. If we don't find any ulterior motives to the Geirus, then we explain to them, Koved Ol Torah, Vitorech Sheesh Basiyasa, how tough it is to be a Jew, the challenge, etc. And in the Kiblu, Lo Pirshu, and if they said, yeah, we're in, is what we want, then we see that they were Chayze Me'aba, Me'kabanoso, and we accept them. Okay? Classic Rambam. Good? Then he continues, Lufichach. So therefore, during the time of David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, were real live Beis Dins, were they accepting Gerim?
No.
Why? Because David HaMelech, there was a time of great power of the Jews, and the Goyim were afraid. David was conquering lands, they were afraid. So the concern was they were converting because, not because they wanted to be Jewish, but because they were afraid. During the time of Shlomo HaMelech, there was great affluence and wealth in a Jewish kingdom and power. And therefore, also, every convert was suspected of doing so for ulterior motives. And that would not be a Ger Tzedek. I will get to it. Everything will get to it. Afal Pikein, Hoyu Gerim Harbe Mizgarim Bein David Shlomo. Nevertheless, there were many Gerim. But they were converted not by real, real good Beisdins, by Hedyotos, by a Bezin Hedyot. For Hoyu Bezin Hagodol Choshishin Lahem. The Bezin Hagodol, the Sanhedrin, was nervous, was concerned. Lo Dochen Oso. They didn't push him away. After they converted, they didn't push him away. Once you converted, you did feel they didn't push him away. However, Mikol Mokom Lo Mekarbon Oso Achetire Acharisom. But they weren't bringing him in either until they saw what it was all about and whether they were still going doing Avodah Zarah, etc. Okay.
Ready.
1 second. I will, but just give me, let me just finish this presentation. Ulefi shegiyar Shlomo Noshim v'nasan v'chein Shimshon giyar v'nasa. So what did Shlomo do? What did Shimshon do? Did they convert women?
Yes.
They converted women, and these women who were converted during the time of Shimshon and Shlomo, were they converting l'shem shamayim or for ulterior motives? Ulterior motives. But they were converted. And v'adavar yadua shelo chazru elu ela l'davar acher, ulterior motives. V'lo api bezin girum, and it wasn't proper but they didn't. And that's why the psukim in the Navi referred to them as goyos. But were they really goyos? What they were was complex.
One second.
Complex. What were they? They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They were converted without good batei dinim, ulterior motives, and then their sof, Delilah and the others, were still idol worshippers. Now the Rambam says one last Rambam, and then we'll put it all together. Shh. One last Rambam. What is the status of these Gerim that were converted for ulterior motives and ultimately never fully left their lives of Avodah Zarah? Ger shelo batku acharav. You didn't do an investigation. Lo hodiyu mitzvos va'onshan umol v'tava. And they had mila v'tfila bifnei shlosha edyotos. Hare zeh ger. It's a ger. Even if you know there were ulterior motives, hold them al v'tavo. Since they did mila v'tfila, watch this. Yotza michlal hagoyim. They're out of the status of goyim. But you're still cheshesh with them. And afilu chazar the avar avodah zarah. Even if they continue with their ways of avodah zarah, harei hu, watch this, ki Yisrael mishumad. What? They're like a Yisrael mishumad. Shekidushav kidushin. Because they did have tvila. And therefore, did Shimshon sleep with Goyos? The answer is no. Did Shlomo know? Lefika kimu Shimshon Shlomo nishosem afa pish and nigla soldan. They didn't do the, it wasn't the right thing to do. But they weren't sleeping with Goyos. Now, watch this. I believe the pshat in the entire sugi is as follows. An Eved Kanani has left the world of Goy, but he's not entered the world of Klal Yisrael. I think what the Rambam is telling you, this is what I want you to get this, it's very sharp, is that Geirus entails two things. You are doing two things when you properly are a Geir Tzedek converting to Judaism. Number one, you are becoming what I'm going to call a ritual Jew. A ritual Jew. That is to say, you're chayv in mitzvos, you are a yid, as far as mitzvos are concerned. You're a member of the Jewish faith community. And then there's another aspect of Gerus, which I'm going to call, you are a national Jew. you are part of not the faith of Judaism, but you're part of the nation of Klal Yisrael. You're part of the Jewish people. Gerus entails both qualifications.
Right.
1 second. I'm gonna roll here. 1 second. What's the pshat in an Eved Kanani? What is this interim quasi weird status? An Eved Kanani is a ritual Jew. He has been mekabel and he has shaychus to mitzvos. That's what it means to be a ben bris. The covenantal community, the mitzvah community as a chelik of. Can he be a shliach as part of that?
Yes.
He can be a shliach. What is he missing?
He's missing his
marriage. Yeah. Marriage is a function of being a member of the community of Klal Yisrael. Of being part of Klal Yisrael. And that, he has an inability to marry. And therefore, he can't marry. What, Rabosai, is the women, if you will, that were married to Shlomo and Shimshon? What is a mumar? And when we say a mumar is a koi, a mumar, what's the din of a mumar? So the mumar is the opposite of an Eved Kanani. A mumar has rejected what?
Ritual
Judaism. Even though his genetic code, his biology is still what? He's still Klal Yisrael. And therefore, when it comes to a mumar, can he get married to a Jew? Is his marriage a good marriage? Yes, because he's part of Klal Yisrael, Knesset Yisrael, but he has rejected the ritualistic parts of Judaism. That's what Dalila was. She could marry Shimshon. The woman that Shlomo married, he could marry them because they were part of the national aspect of Geirus, but they're missing the ritual part. Why does the Rambam say that we don't accept their Shechita? We don't accept their Ksiva? They are Kedgoy L'chol Dvarav? Because those are what? Because those are ritualistic. When it comes to matters of ritual, so that's when he's Kedgoy L'chol Dvarav. Can he get married? He can get married. So the vision, Pshat, what Tosis is therefore going to tell you, Tosis in Sanhedrin, that a mumar is Eino Ben Bris, that's a reference to the ritualistic side. That's and I believe Rabosai, that puts this all these Rambams together. Think about it, the Rambam is the opposite. Again, mumar, according to the Rambam, is the opposite of Eved Kanani, and I think that's how the sugya will all line up. Questions I will take now. Have an excellent day.
Really, we don't need Rambam to tell us that because we know from Tanakh that